Yo, bro, what's good? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. So what I'm about to do is I'm about to put on IG, and then we can get started. So just give me a second. I'm about to post it on IG and let them know that we're doing the podcast, and then we're gonna put the link in our bio, whatever. However we decide to send it out. But so this is what they're gonna be listening to when they first come in. So we can just do a quick intro and let them know like this is how we're about to do it from now on. If you want to go ahead and do that.
All right. Well, I'm Eric. I go by Parker. I'm a director, editor, graphic designer, photographer, and I'm the founder and owner of VET, which stands for Visions Externally Transferred, and it's my design studio.
All right. So I'm Kofi, Noah Kizzle, for those of you that know me. Creator of AKB, which is a Kizzle brand, basically just a branding that we're raising awareness for depression. And today we're going to be talking about a variety of subjects. And what we like to call this podcast Brotherly Love. We've done it a couple weeks on IG Live, but that definitely hasn't worked out as well as we hoped it would. So right now we're going to use Anchor for a little bit. We're going to do podcasts, put it on Apple. We're going to put on Apple Podcasts and upload it to any other streaming service that we can think of. And then from there, we're going to figure out how to get onto YouTube Live. So just bear with us for the next couple of months or however long this may be that we use Anchor. We're just trying to get the content out there. And we, you know, we're always adapting to our environment, our circumstance. But I think first thing that we want to talk about was what Walter was saying. Did you read his comment?
Nah, I got the post notifications about it, but I saw like a long thread, so I'll be completely honest. I was I'll just wait for us to
talk about
hear. It looked like a conversation, not a question.
Okay.
Because it was like long, so I'm like, all right, like this can't be a question. Like it has to be like conversation or something.
Okay. All right. So give me a second. I'm still posting the graphic.
Wonderful Friday, man. Seemed like May went by too fast.
Bro, it's crazy that we're really in June right now. Like, we're really in June.
Yeah, first day. And that new Ye came out?
You know, it's crazy. I haven't even listened to that.
He won, bro. Everybody thought he was down. He came out on top. Good music is on top. They beat OVO.
Well, Pusha definitely. I think you know what's crazy. So we're definitely transitioning.
Yeah, this Drake is Sean.
We're definitely transitioning into one of the topics that Karen wants to talk about.
He won, bro. When we get to that topic.
No, we can talk about it right now, bro. There's no set. Like we can talk about it right now. We can talk about all this stuff a little bit later.
Apparently, Drake has $100,000 floating around for anybody who can dig up dirt on Pusha T.
But didn't that come from Pusha T? Didn't that like come from his Twitter?
That came from him, but that's because, you know, if people are talking and like information gets to you, you find out. Like,
but this is what I'm saying about that. Like, I could say whatever I want to say about somebody that I'm beefing with to make myself sound better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but so Pusha T hasn't been lying though.
You said what?
He hasn't been lying, so it's like,
how do you know? But how do you know that? How do you know that? We still just to play devil's advocate, we still don't know if Drake has a legitimate child or not.
They have papers on it. They have papers. He made her sign a cease. I mean, not a cease and desist. A non-disclosure
agreement. But that doesn't mean that it's because he has a child. It could be something else. You feel me? Like it could be something else.
There's a tweet of her saying "F Drake, he's a deadbeat dad." Like,
did they have
photos of them like meeting in public prior to the child being born.
I'm hearing all of this, but I need like I'm the type of person I need to see this stuff,
bro. It's out there.
So have you seen it though? You're saying that they have.
I've seen it from multiple sources.
Seen what specifically? The photos.
I seen the photos. I seen the old tweets. I mean, of course, I'm not going to be able to see the non-disclosure
agreement.
But because that's like private information.
Yeah. But you've seen the tweet.
I've seen the tweets, and I've seen like multiple information, sources of information saying that, you know, after the incident, they forced her to clean up her IG, like, and made her move and all that other stuff.
Mm.
So she's getting paid. Like, she's still getting money. Yeah. I don't know if it's child support or it's like an agreed upon amount. But she's getting some type of money for her and her child, but she can't talk about it, and she has to like live away from her pretty much. Like, so that's his kid, but he not accepting it. Then on top of that, bro, the son's name is
Adidon or whatever. What does that mean though?
That's I don't know, but. It's crazy because Drake really does have a campaign with Adidas coming out, and guess what his name?
It's called Adidon.
Yep. So you think that's ironic?
I think she could name the child whatever. Like, you get what I'm saying?
No,
like,
but the kid is already born, bro. Like, you don't just that's too hard of.
I would have to know which came first. You feel like?
Bro, the child was born in like October.
Okay, and then when was Drake's campaign name decided? You feel me? Like, when was that campaign name decided?
They're working on that joint right now. Like he's in the process of doing the campaign now. Like the campaign is not rolling, but they're working on stuff for the campaign.
But this is what I'm saying. But why would he name the campaign the name of his the name of his son? That he doesn't want to take responsibility for.
Because he's trying to be slick. Like, she's already mad at him. Like, okay, I can say, you can't say that I'm not doing anything if I'm not trying to build him a legacy. That's like, think about, let's say, with the whole DJ Khaled stuff, even though there's no drama going on, the last album was executive produced by Assad. Like,
yeah.
Assad didn't do nothing on that.
I hear what
some little like cute stuff that like, all right, like you can say I'm not taking care of my son, but I'm still doing something cheeky for him. I mean, for me personally, I know people in my life that do stuff like that, so I believe it's believable. I know, like, you know, I don't have like a deadbeat father, but I know people who are deadbeat fathers.
Yeah.
So that's just something like, okay, like you can't say I didn't do anything.
But this is what you're saying. Like, you're comparing Drake and Adidon to DJ Khaled and Assad. But if you look at those two relationships, like, they're completely different. You get what I'm saying? Like,
bro,
DJ Khaled, literally, like, his son is his life. Like, all he's talking about is Assad 24/7.
But that's the thing, though. You can be trying to just portray that. Like, you know, I mean, not trying to portray that your son is your life. Obviously, you're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But... You are trying to slide by, like, his son. I feel like that's no coincidence. His son was born before he even got the Adidas campaign.
But we why
he's doing it.
I get what you're saying, but it's just that like when you're doing a campaign, especially for a large company, a Fortune 500 company like Adidas, like those things are planned out years. Sometimes months, years in advance. You don't think they're planned out? I couldn't hear you just now. What'd you say? Dang, I can't even.
Hey, he had a meeting.
You can hear me, bro?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. We're doing a podcast, though.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What happened?
I don't know what happened, but it literally just stopped. Like when, like the first one that we did, we got like 9 minutes in, and then it just stopped.
Like, I hope y'all not trying to cheese this like 10 minutes max.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I just think there was some interference. I don't know what happened. Were you moving around?
No, I didn't do. It's just sitting in my lap. Oh, okay. I thought you got a phone call. Like, I was like, all right.
Nah, I didn't get a phone call or anything like that. I mean, I hope that wouldn't stop it, but it probably would, maybe. But no, I didn't get a phone call or anything. But all right, so we were just talking about comparing Drake to. Oh no, we're talking about the campaigns, and I was saying how.
Talking about.
Yeah, I was saying how Fortune 500 companies, like, they normally plan their campaigns out months or years in advance. That's what I thought. But you were saying otherwise.
I mean, I can agree to months, but, like, years, I feel like it has to be a huge type of deal. Like, you have to be, like, I would say, like, an acquisition or something that's super long-term.
Okay. So you don't think Drake doing a campaign with Adidas is a huge acquisition for that company?
I don't feel like it's a huge acquisition because it's kind of like garnishing short-term value. I feel like a big acquisition for Adidas is like them signing LeBron. Like, that's something that's going to last forever.
So, but Drake is like one of the greatest.
He's big. I feel like Drake is more of a, okay, here's my take on it. With Drake, it's a campaign, but I feel like it's more of like a brand. Like, no matter what, you're a brand ambassador. It's not like Drake is just like kind of like someone that's like accentuating the brand. Drake is not an athlete. Like, Adidas is still for sportswear. Like, they sign other people. They had their deal with Kanye and all that, but that's not in line with their long term vision. Like, they're a sports company.
So if
they have LeBron, like, I feel like that's something that's gonna be way, that's gonna, you know, be something that's definitely, it has a larger impact long term. But Drake is like, okay, that might be for their like sport, like their, not their sport, their outerwear, or like they're doing a new line or something.
Okay.
Because they, you know, Adidas stands for like every day I dream about soccer, like.
I thought all day I dream about sports, but go ahead.
It could be sports, but originally it started from soccer. Okay. I just feel like that's not a coincidence. To the actual conversation, it's not a coincidence that his campaign name is Adidon, whatever, you say, and his son has the same name.
I'm not saying it's a coincidence. I'm saying that he could have probably started the campaign before his son was named. That's what I'm saying.
And you feel like she has that information, so she just decided to name the son
that. That's what I'm saying. That could be the case.
But then I can say that's ridiculous, too. Why are you naming your son after Adidas campaign?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
I feel like that's likely. Like, that's an important thing. Like, you're going to name your son after Adidas campaign? Especially after a man that's not going to take care of your son, like, that's like throwing gas on the fire.
Mm.
Like, oh, you're getting older. Like, you find out your name is from your dad's campaign that doesn't like you, and that's like the truth of the situation. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm gonna be tight.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know for sure. Like, this is all speculation. Like, we really have to wait for more things to happen. For things to develop and like,
but I mean, I feel like if you have enough money, like, that information can still stay secret.
Well, as far as like what he's doing, like what he's doing with the child and all that.
Yeah, like it's a non-disclosure agreement. Like, we found out because, you know, other people talk, but you're not going to be able to hear anything from her because she'll violate her agreement.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's coming from. I'm not saying it's coming from her, but you know how the media is. Like, they can go to family, like, they can go to all these other lengths to figure out what the story is. So I'm just waiting. But I know more information is going to come out.
We don't know the lengths of that. Like, if it's a non-disclosure agreement, it's probably information she might have told her family. But if they say it would be outing her, like.
Yeah. I wonder what they did to make her sign that, though. Like, they must have gave her some type of money.
A different way to... Yo,
you can hear me, bro.
Yeah, so is Anchor just a dub?
It could possibly be.
Like, so they just scammed us and told us that we only get 10 minutes to talk.
Nah, that was 5 minutes just now, bro. I really think it's the internet connection. I don't know whose Mine, I have full connection, so I don't know.
I'm on my LTE. It's been fine all day.
I don't know, bro. I don't know what it is, man. Honestly,
you're trying to say it's my LTE. I'm not dropping any bars.
But what happens, bro, is like you get distorted, and then it'll just stop. Like I'll hear you, and then eventually, like you'll get distorted and it'll stop.
Bro, it can't always be me. Like I've been on full bar connection, but I'm the one. It can't be me all the time, bro.
Okay. All right.
Yo, it's not me all the time. It can't be, bro. Okay. It could be me this time. I'll accept it. But I'm not gonna be the one every time.
All right, bro.
Bruh, I feel like it has to be a dub. Like what? I'm just trying to figure out why is it doing this?
I don't know, bro. It doesn't say what happens. It just literally just cuts off. So
this is kind of like ruining the show right now.
It is, because I feel like we have good content, but this is the thing though, like we can combine those audio snippets, so we don't have to really worry about it. But it's just gonna be like choppy, so we're gonna have to have like maybe like music in between, I guess. I don't know.
So this is like our commercial breaks.
I guess those are like our commercial breaks. I guess those are our ad breaks. Here, listen to some music really quickly. Boom, music in the middle.
Yeah,
but this is the thing. This is growing pains, though. Like, this is what happens when you start something. Yeah. You know, and you're like, you just have to figure it out. Like, nobody's giving us a blueprint. Nobody's telling us what we should use and how it's gonna work. We're literally just trying to figure it out on our own. Like, we're not waiting. We're not saying, "Oh, we need enough. We need this equipment. We need this. We need that." We're just going and doing it. Like, and it is what it is. I don't care, bro. Like, every time we've been cut off, I'm just like, "All right, cool. Just start back up again."
Like, all right. Well, let's just go to the next topic. Right.
So we'll talk about
well my final answer is that Pusha won.
Okay. I believe Pusha T won too. Because first of all, one, Drake has responded. That's one. Like, that's very like
the hours are up.
Yeah, like it's been a while. Drake hasn't responded. And then two, outing Drake about the baby and him not even coming with any type of like official statement as to what, you know, he could be referring to. So, you know, Drake definitely has lost this battle. Definitely, without a doubt, has lost it. So, like, with that being said, I want to get into what Walter was talking about with racism and people, like, using racism to try and gain an advantage. That's what he was talking about. And he was basically referring to a war veteran that came into his store and was calling a customer service associate racist because they couldn't help him with something that they legit just didn't know. I guess either didn't know how to do it or just literally couldn't help him with it. And then basically their manager came over and helped the gentleman, and he was still, you know, screaming and cursing at the person, calling them racist. So Walter was saying, is this something that people do to try and gain some type of advantage or gain something? And is this going to develop like a crying wolf scenario where now people won't even listen to people that are saying that this is racist because they believe that there are too many people that are using that racist line as a way to try and gain something? Like, so what do you think about this?
All right. So for me, I believe that it could turn into that because, you know, people pay attention and you're seeing it. It's kind of, I feel like here's my thought on it. It's a good and a bad thing. Like, it's showing, you know, things are happening and it's showing that now that things are being done. But at the same time, it's showing that the things that are being done for aren't the right things. Like, people are, you know, having these things occur to them, that will happen to them, and then they get some type of compensation. And that's what we've been seeing, like with the Starbucks stuff, where like you're getting paid damages. So the person was probably trying to get something from it, but that's just showing that could be a bad way to go about actual racist issues, that there should be something else going on. Like, people might be trying to use this to get compensation, but it's showing us that compensation is bad. If this is what it's going to bring. Like, people are going to kind of, like, you know, cry wolf to get what they want, but that's not the case. Like, nothing really bad happened to you, and it'll mess it up for other people who actually do have things that happen to them.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to, you know, rapidly grow in the near future, but I do think it's something that is real, that occurs. Like, thinking it's not a real life situation, but they had an episode like this on the Boondocks when Riley said the teacher called him the N-word and all that. And then he was getting all this, like, airtime and things. So it definitely exists. I feel like if you're doing that, like, you're kind of like, you're just low. You're low for that. Like, that's taking advantage of something that shouldn't be taken advantage of. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't really feel like people should. I'm obviously, like, you shouldn't go into a space and say, oh yeah, I'm going to use racism to try and get something. Like, whether you're black, whatever it is, like, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've been through. Like, because then at that point, like, that's being selfish. Like, you're not thinking about the other people that have legitimately gone through things and actually have, like, legit issues with whatever system that they're in, and actually are saying racism because they're actually experiencing racism. Like, so when you call racism out, or you say anything and you're saying it just so you can get some type of response, because you know you can get some type of response from people, obviously that's wrong. And we don't want to get into that habit and create a crying wolf scenario. Because then at that point, like, you can't even blame people, because if you have people out here that are just literally saying that things are racist because they're trying to get something out of it, like, when people start hearing racism and racist and all this other stuff, they're going to get desensitized to the word. Like, they're going to be like, no, that's, like, you're just saying racist because other people say racist. It's not even really racist. Like, I'm not, and it could legit be a racist thing, but they won't even believe it anymore. Like, and that, at that point, like, we don't want that question. To happen. Yeah.
How do you feel?
All right, you're chopping up again. So it may cut us off, but say it again.
How do you feel about that in the workplace?
Using what in the workplace? Racism in the workplace?
Like, saying, like, oh, I'm not getting... And so...
Okay, so you're saying, how do I feel about people using racism in the workplace and saying they're not getting a raise because they're black? And
yeah, like, yeah, we'll say from, like, job, stuff like that.
Okay. So personally, I think like that's on a case, that's on a, like, case by case basis. So, like, you'd really have to look at what the scenario is, like, what's happened, who's been promoted, how things are running that company, who has positions of power, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But there are scenarios where somebody will say, I know for a fact there probably are a lot of scenarios where somebody will say, oh, I'm not getting this job because I'm, like, you know, I'm black, and they don't believe in me or whatever it is. And the fact is that they're not, like, they just aren't qualified for it. Like, but people will try to say it's because I'm black. And that's another thing. Like, people will use or hide behind the fact that they are a certain part of a certain demographic because they don't believe that they can do something because they're mm-hmm. black. Like, and they'll hide behind that. They'll say, oh yeah, I'm not getting this because I'm black, rather than working towards it.
Use it.
Go ahead. Do what?
Using it as.
Yeah, they're just using it as an excuse. And that, to me, like, that's unacceptable. And I've never liked that. Like, I've never liked when people say, oh yeah, well, I can't do this because yada, yada, yada. Like, I'm black, or because I'm a girl, or yes. I'm not saying that things aren't difficult. You feel me? Like, things are difficult for black people. Things are difficult for black women. Things are difficult for women in general. But that doesn't mean that you can't do something. You feel me? Like, that doesn't mean that you can't go out and put your all into something
and you shouldn't use that as an excuse. Yes.
All right. So basically, I was just saying, I don't like when people use their demographic or, you know, the fact that they're part of a certain demographic as an excuse. So I just wanted to finish up the podcast on that. On that note, we're using an app called Anchor right now. So we got cut off like 5-6 times while we were making this podcast. So we have a bunch of different segments and we clipped a bunch of different stuff together. We may or may not continue using this app in the future just because of the fact that it's so, it's not reliable right now. It's unreliable. So we're going to try and find something else, but we're getting the content out there and that's all that matters. We're getting the content out there. We're being consistent. We're doing it every week. So I'm proud of us. We're going to try and see if we can get this on Apple Podcasts, and then we're going to figure out what we're doing from there. But if you listen to this in its entirety, thank you. If you actually gave us conversation or gave us some type of questions, thank you. And thank you for supporting.